Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the How We Scaled show. My name is Jeff Brandeis, president and founder of CEO of Brandeis Coaching and Brandeis Training Solutions. Each of our episodes will feature a CEO, VP of sales, or an entrepreneur that has scaled their business to six, seven, even eight figures. And on the show, we will ask questions to them about what they did that scaled their business, that grew their revenues, that made them what they are today. So you ready to listen and learn? Stay tuned. One, two, and three. Here we go.
Hello, friends, and welcome back for another episode of How We Scaled, brought to you by Jeff Brandeis Coaching and Training. And of course, I'm your host, Rye Russell, and I'm always really excited for the amazing entrepreneurs that we have on the show here. And we have so many friends across so many different industries, and we're all looking how to scale our businesses in any climate. But now more than ever, we need to share our tips and tricks and help our community and our business partners scale their business. And so our engineering friends, they need to scale as well. And there is no better expert on this than my friend Nader. Nader, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Ryan. I was looking forward to speaking with you today.
Well, the honor is all of ours. And I want to start by asking you a little bit about your journey and how you came to create the mission that you're on now.
Oh, 100%. I finally became the person that I needed 10 years ago. So I'd say I'm just kind of like arrived at my destination. But this journey started many, many years ago. You know, I did grow up in a family of engineers, so I feel like this has been a lifelong journey. But ultimately, you know, graduated high school, went to engineering school. I wasn't too lucky in terms of when I graduated, because I was a 2007 graduating class, so went right into the last recession, 2008, you know, the housing market crashed. So it could have been worse, but maybe a blessing in disguise for me, as I believe. So 2008, 9, and 10 were challenging, where I was facing with a lot of obstacles, lots of ups and downs. And I did work for some great companies, for two great companies in those 3 years. Had a lot of good experience working in the telecom sector, in the IT sector. But frankly, I just grew out of the introverted engineer that I was. I had to, you know, ended up turning into a recruiter towards the end of 2010. And that's where I just totally fell in love, you know, felt like... Now I knew what it's like to get hired and also hire people. So that's what drives me up until today, you know. So since 2010 up until today, I've been working as a recruiter and also a career coach, helping not just engineers, but, you know, they're my people. So I got to take care of them extra special, you know, helping them just making those successful career transitions.
That's amazing. And I'm so glad that you're here to do that, because there's a lot of engineers in my family as well. And in some of my careers, you know, it's a little bit more tech and science oriented. And one of the reasons I got into podcasting was to break out of that shell a little bit. I used to break into a terrible sweat and I'd start stuttering before I'd even turn on Zoom. And now I'm just so excited to meet whoever's on the other side of that. And so it does take practice. But what I've noticed is that a lot of my friends and family in the engineering sector, they might not have the finesse or the discipline or the training to overcome some of that kind of natural introvert personality that a lot of us bring. And so what are some ways that you have developed to help people kind of find the right place for them?
Yeah, great question. It's an exploratory journey. You know, it's very challenging for you to expect yourself to just know what's going to be the right place for you. It's just, come on, that's not fair to expect of yourself that. And it's also not fair to expect someone else to come in and be like, you know what, do this or do that or come here or go there. And quite frankly, unfortunately, there are people out there who do provide guidance, and I'm putting those in air quotes, if you're listening to us and not watching us today, you know, which is unfortunate, but you know, you want a coach that can help you overcome your bad habits so you can discover yourself on the journey towards your good habits. That's what my coaches do for me. That's what Mike has always done. That's what my coach currently does today. And that's how I keep rediscovering myself and having these transformations, so to speak. And naturally, that's the same way I aspire to transform others and encourage them to just move away from the negative and pursue the positive. And on that journey, you don't always meet what you wanted to, but everything that's coming to you, it's a blessing.
Amen. I could not agree more. Thank you for sharing that with us, Nader.
Of course.
I want to talk to you now about Engineer Your Mission and your business and how you've built it, how you've got here, and where are you going?
100%, man. It's been a journey. So I started Engineer Your Mission back in 2012, September. Went through a little bit of name change and rebranding, of course, but same mission. You know, I've been on the same journey to help just really educate, encourage, and empower engineers and scientists and technologists and other. I love everybody. We love you all.
But just the tech really industry. Help
the tech, you know what I mean? Just because I can say, you know what? Hey, I've been there. I can talk the talk and I've walked the walk. But just to help them, you know, go from where they are in their career to where they need to be in order to just become a happier, a better, a stronger version of themselves. And I've noticed that a lot of times, you know, growing up or going through school or even just starting out our careers, we get these labels put on us, you know, and sometimes they're just expectations. You know, you grew up in a family of engineers, so you got to be an engineer. Your dad's a doctor, so you got to be a doctor. And, you know, as young professionals, we sometimes take that really seriously. Sometimes, you know, we just grow up with the wrong set of beliefs, the beliefs that were set for us by others, not by ourselves. So when I chose the name Engineer Your Mission, I looked at what we all want to achieve in our life. And I said, you know what? We all have a mission. We all have a purpose on this planet. And what I want to help you do is to design a path to get that. And that's where the engineer word came in. I say, you know what? I'm an engineer, so I'm going to engineer that mission. You know, so that's ultimately what I do today, man. I help people reverse engineer their life, reverse engineer their career, set clear, you know, clarify their vision, their long-term and midterm vision, and all the way back to what their short-term goals are. You know, some are career related, some are not, but we often tend to want to get our career together, you know, that way we can overcome the external challenges, you know, get that exterior taken care of before we go and work on the interior.
100%. We have to almost.
Yeah, that's one we cannot run away from. You know, it's nice to talk about, you know, mindset and well-being and taking a holistic approach onto life. And I do, you know, I do offer a life coaching community as well, and a coaching program for that called, you know, The Engineer's Guide to Building an Abundant Life. However, it's going to be challenging for the average person to want to focus inward before they've got the outside taken care of.
That makes perfect sense. Thank you so much for sharing that. And you started your business in 2012. So you've scaled and you've made adjustments and you've pivoted in some tough climates. And I think a lot of our audience that's tuning in are trying to learn from professionals that have been able to adapt and pivot really no matter the climate. And so I'm curious, you know, what sort of obstacles have you faced while scaling your business? And what are some of the most kind of tried and true principles that have just allowed you to overcome those and be here with me today?
Yeah, 100%. Great question there. So one of the early obstacles that I met was just running out of time. You know, there wasn't enough time in a 24-hour period. So you know, I started working and I started doing better and better. Hey, mind you, the first 2 years were terrible. The first year I lost everything. I had to move back to my parents' house, lived in the basement for a while, you know. The second year I made $22,000. The third year I made just over 80K. So I was like, oh yeah, I made it. So it took 3 years to be a proud entrepreneur, so to speak. But later, let me say that again, it took me 3 years, right? So 3 years of hustling and being okay with failing over and over and over and over again and giving away a lot of stuff for free and just putting myself out there and sounding like, you know, everything was broken, but still saying it, you know? So fast forward those 3 years, when I finally found success, I was still working one-on-one with professionals, you know, selling my hours for dollars, so to speak. So it got to a point that 5 years after, I was making good money. I was making, you know, whatever, you know, more than six figures. So I was happy. I was like, yeah, I was single at the time too. This is great money. I was spending and doing whatever I want. But I was now working 12-hour days. You know, I was running out of time. So it was time to either change my business model or expand. So I did start by hiring. So I said, okay, well, let me pull myself out. So hire an assistant and then a business manager and, you know, maybe a part-time consultant, part-time coach. And quite frankly, none of that stuff worked for me because I realized that I was the business. Like I was the business, you know? So if I got someone else, no matter how many times I trained them, it was just not me. I had to be there in the business. So I actually ended up working more. I had to do my work. I had to provide extra training every day to the individuals, you know, with an S at the end that I tried working with. And it just never worked out for me. You know, mind you, I'm being an engineer, I'm a very analytical person as well. So that was something to also keep in mind. So long story short, I ended up getting married. At the time, I used to live in Canada. So my wife was in the US. I moved to the US, reestablished the business, and went back to do things my way, you know, one-on-one coaching, and fell back into the same trap. So long story short, realized that this is what I really need to change my business model and take the model online, start providing group coaching, start providing, you know, solutions that are more digital and automated, rather than me being there all the time. So that's what really has been in like, that's what business has been like over the last few years, just allowing me to scale up the business and work on it rather than constantly in it.
That is amazing advice, because I think so many of us are really trying to navigate the right person where and what can we automate of us and what can't be automated, what has to be Nodder and Rye. Like there's some things that just need to be that. And so those are important lessons to learn when you're scaling your business on what can you train somebody else and what cannot be authentically replicated by another individual. And there's a balance there for sure.
100%. I did a lot of outsourcing too. So one of the things that I learned after many years of successful and also unsuccessful outsourcing is that you can't just outsource this energy. You know what I mean? You can't outsource this love, this intuition. And, you know, I always put my heart out there when I do something. And I realized that I was trying to outsource that and get someone else to put that energy out there, put those vibes out there, and you just can't. You just cannot, you know? So ultimately transition to identifying what doesn't need my attention on a daily basis. That became like social media, marketing, answering emails, sending outgoing invites, like the minuscule daily tasks. That just doesn't matter who copy pastes that message. The message needs to get copy pasted. So that way I can just like make myself more available. And that really started working for me in 2018. So it's only been like two and a half years that I successfully made that pivot to making the right hires. And that's when I went on camera. So I started recording videos. I hired a video coach. And in November 2018, I remember I released 19 videos. And that was my monthly goal. And that just really changed my year. Ended 2018 strong. 2019 was the best year ever. And then we had 2020. Let's not talk about that. Let's just skip over it and just jump into 2021.
But unfortunately, that is not how it works when you're an entrepreneur and you're scaling a business. And what is so fascinating to me is that the individuals that were most ready to adjust to 2020 had already started some sort of transition in terms of scaling you up, scaling the voice, scaling the individual, and the business is following. And so I would love to learn about some of the lessons you were learning while you were creating this content and how that helped you be prepared for the pandemic and now going into 2021.
Yeah, 100%. So I joke about 2020 being a bad year or like skipping over it. So, but we actually wanted to make the pivot before the pandemic even hit, or before the lockdown, because, you know, depending on where you are in the world, you know, different times, you know, February, March, we wanted to launch online courses. So that was our pivot from group coaching towards just video training series, digital, learn on your own. We wanted to do that on March 20th, which is the first day of spring. Now, we didn't because, you know, having spoken at a time, I had a coach. Well, I always have coaches, but my coach at the time, Tembi, she was saying that, you know what, I'm going to stop my launch. And her coach, Jeff, was stopping her launch. And then let's just stop your launch as well, just to see what happens with this pandemic. You know, a couple of months later, you know, we'll probably be back okay. And then we'll launch when people are in the right mental mode, right? Well, that didn't happen. So we ended up, we had to launch, you know, the courses were there, we had to do it. So June 15th was the date that was the relaunch or the original launch date. Now, I'm going to have to share this story because this is really a transformational journey for me. Long story short, I ended up having a webinar launch. I had over 380 people register for webinar. Just over 150 showed up. Nobody bought. So we had a $0 launch. And that was really challenging for me because I'm sharing this because, you know, it still gives me goosebumps every time I say this story because it just allowed me to go through a little bit of literally like a mental dip. From June 15th till August 2nd, I gained 20 pounds. I just ate, man. That's all I did, you know. That's how I deal with, you know, low times. I'm glad that I don't drink anymore. So I've been sober for 2.5 years. So otherwise I would have just wrecked myself. I quit smoking and drinking 2.5 years ago, October 6th, 2018, right before I hired a new coach. And then November 2018 came. So those are like pivotal times in life. You never forget those dates. But when this 2020 June, July, August hit, I just ruined myself. And August 1st, I decided to get back on the wagon, get back on track. August 2nd, signed up to a new program and just started to rebuild those courses, you know, rebuild that program. Now, fast forward till today, we're about to have a webinar launch on Monday. So 4 days from when we're having this conversation, we're having a relaunch webinar. And we've transformed from having multiple small courses to one all-inclusive job search system. So by the time you're listening to this podcast, our website job search system should be up. Currently, it's not up because we haven't launched yet, but jobsearchsystem.com is ours, and we'll have our all-inclusive, you know, step-by-step process available there for engineers and non-engineers, everyone together who's looking to make a complete career transition and need the entire support system with them.
And that, I think, is what it's all about, is that sense of community, because we can do so much when we raise each other up. And so I'm really glad that you are here to share this story with us, brother, because this has just been amazing. And so many of us are starting that journey. You know, maybe the pandemic was the reason that we realized that maybe we need to make those 19 videos a month and we need to be scaling up. Us, like the world needs you, and then you are creating these beautiful platforms to support individuals that struggle sometimes with communication, with looking for a job. Like, I think we've all looked for a job and it's overwhelming and it can be so daunting and stressful that there is so much value in that mindset coaching, because that job needs you. That job needs you to make whatever that engine is run. And we need people like you, Nader, to help us find those positions. So I'm just so grateful that you are here to share this with us today.
Well, it's great to be here. You know, every time I share this story, it just really it helps people. Either they're on the job search side, they see that they have support, someone else who understands their pain, has felt that before, have been on that journey, or an entrepreneur who's ready to scale their business or is struggling in the middle of that process, knowing that it's okay to struggle. It's okay to have a launch that gives you zero ROI. And it is just a matter of getting back up, repackaging your offer, redoing yourself, because sometimes we'll let ourselves go. And a lot of us might be just, we might be the business. Still to this day, if I die tomorrow, my business is done. You know what I mean? So I still have a lot more room to go. But that's really what drives us every day, you know?
Well, and that's one of the things I love most, is we get to meet entrepreneurs that have scaled and are still scaling. That's why we're along for the ride now. And so for all of us tuning in, how do we connect with you more and follow you so we can be a part of that journey with you?
Oh, 100%. You'll always find me on LinkedIn if you look for my name, but otherwise engineeryourmission.com. is our brand, and that's where we have all of our programs, including our life coaching, including the career coaching, and also the job search system. They'll be all hosted on that platform.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Nader.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And to all of you tuning in, please check out those show notes, and we'll have all of the links here that Nader had mentioned, and I wrote them down. I hope you were all taking notes as well. We learned a lot today, and I really appreciate all of you tuning in with us for another episode of How We Scaled, brought to you by Jeff Brandeis Coaching and Training. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for joining. I truly hope everyone enjoyed the podcast and our special guest. I know each of you are really excited to possibly even be a guest on our podcast. So feel free to fill out the application form that's below. We'll follow back up with you, be in touch with you, and it'd be great to have you. In addition, I know I'll be reaching out to you to see how we might be able to even do some business and have a conversation about working together. Again, thank you so much for joining our podcast. And if you do know of someone else that actually would like to be on the podcast, feel free to recommend him or her to also fill out the application below. Again, thank you so much for joining. Have a great day and see you next week on How We Scale.